Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lyman. Herman. Maybe Anthony should change his name.
What do you think he should change it to?
They could call it The Man Show.
No, it's already
Car
been done.
Car Man, Lie Man, that would work.
It's already been done, though, Jeff. Well, there's copyright on that.
They're hitting the road, along with 92.3 The Fan, for a special charitable event. It's benefiting, and this is a good one, Shoes and Clothes for Kids. All listeners are invited to join us on Friday. That's November 21st, coming up, at the brand new Bomber Sports Cards. It's located at 203 East Royalton Road in Broadview Heights, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be a special edition of the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. Come out, meet the 92.3 The Fan guys, and enjoy lunch from Donato's. Admission free. Shoes and Clothes for Kids will be on site. They'll be collecting new socks and donation for those in need. So it's a really nice thing all the way around. 92.3 The Fan, Shoes and Clothes for Kids event. Ken, Anthony, Friday, November 21st, Bomber Sports Cards in Broadview Heights.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, who was in Berea today. He's got the latest from what's going on with the Browns. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock.
Does he have a cot out there?
Does he? No, I think
he's... Because you said he's in Berea today. I think he's in Berea every day.
He spends a lot of time there.
That's why he sleep in one of those railroad cars across the street by the parking lot?
Actually, what they did was they put a river in over there so he could go sleep down by the river in a van.
Nice.
Does that work?
Wondered what happened to my old van.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. All right, so we heard from Dylan Gabriel just now, and he kind of gave us the lay of the land. Nothing earth-shattering. You brought up the best point, I believe.
Of what he said?
Yeah.
I don't think he made a great point of what he said.
That's why it was so...
I think he sounds like a longtime veteran pro quarterback, Andy.
He does.
That's what he sounds like. He needs a good game. He has not given anything to quiet the folks who are screaming for a change of quarterback. He needs to do that. He needs to make everybody go, "Man, that was pretty good. It might have lost, but that was still pretty good." It's not on him. He needs that.
All right, let's hear from just a couple of folks. And I do want to get back to Albert Breer here. Mark in Cleveland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hi, what's going on, man?
I got a real simple question here. It's just, you know, when Shador played in the preseason game against the Panthers, I mean, how many plays do you think he had to know? Maybe 10 to 15 plays? Because he only played like a half a
Yeah, they've all played halves. Yeah.
Yeah, so my thing is, why can't you put a package together for him? Because he looked flawless in that game. I know they were against the twos and the threes, but also the Browns were playing their twos and threes. So when you look at that, and then you say, hey, well, let's see what happens if you do that with the ones, and we just give him a plan just for him, because it looks like Gabriel's learning on the fly. You know, I mean, each week is looking like something different with him, and it's not getting any better. So I'm just saying.
I agree with you, too, but, you know, I thought it was kind of a mixed bag for him in the preseason, too.
The Rams game wasn't good.
The Rams game, he was 3 of 6 for 14 yards?
Yeah. But it looked like they didn't have a plan for him. It looked like it was, they didn't really get him involved. And I don't know.
If they're going to put a quarterback
on
the field,
Mark. We can't hold that Rams game against him, and you're still overlooking the Carolina game.
Can you weigh either one of those? I mean, the Rams is probably worse because they didn't bring anybody. Remember? They brought nobody for that game.
Yeah.
I want to see Shador. I'm not criticizing it. I wonder sometimes when we want to go back and give preseason credence to the actions that we walked on the field
Well, when you look at it, his record is better than Gabriel's because Sanders is 1-1 and Gabriel's what, 2-4?
Mark, Shador hasn't played in a game that matters yet. His record is 0-0.
I'm just saying that joke.
And by the way, the idea of a package of plays for him and put him out there, I wouldn't think that's a bad idea.
I would think they should have had a package of plays for him in the beginning of the season.
That's what I'm talking about.
Even if it's five plays.
Except for one thing, though.
Why not? Maybe you go in and throw him in a wildcat or let him spark up the offense a little bit.
But it's this. It's usually when you have a package of plays for a different quarterback, it's a quarterback with an extremely different skill set. For instance, Taysom Hill.
Do you think their skill set's exactly the same?
No, but I think they're both quarterbacks who are basically the same type of quarterbacks. One's left-handed and shorter, and one's right-handed and taller.
Yeah.
Neither one, I think Dylan probably runs better than Shador. His athleticism's a little better.
I don't know. Maybe you mix him up with a right-handed offense and a left-handed offense. Even if it's just one package. I mean, we throw offensive linemen in there to play fullback. I would think that every team should have some sort of package for their backup. Even Ohio State, Lincoln Kiholtz. They have a 4th-and-1 play for him on the goal line. Now that's good.
Yeah, but Andy, that's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL.
I just don't see why it would hurt.
I don't see the package of plays for Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh right now.
Charlie's in Cleveland. Hey, Charlie.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller. Appreciate you, fellas.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Listen, I just think that from what we've seen from
come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Gabriel, and I'm not a Shador homer at all. He's got to be more talented. I haven't seen one thing that, this kid looks like he can really play NFL football. I think Cody Kessler showed us more than Gabriel has so far. And it just seems like he's a total bust, and I just don't see why we're trotting him back out there, guys.
Hmm. All right, Charlie, thank you. I wish we could play our Bakersfield music. Made me reminiscent of the past there, Jeff.
I have a hard time really disagreeing with that. That's why I'm...
And it's just your hands are just waved up. What do you do? It stinks to even say this. But losing will be winning in the future. And again, it's like, well, how do you know that? Because the Browns in years past have failed when it comes to picking draft picks. I just wishfully hope that they do find a way to make the proper picks, if that's the case that they're going. And again, there's still no exaggeration. What is it, 7 or 8 games left? And it's just how do you – let a fan base that gives a darn, just be told that, hey man, we're gonna rest the rest of the year, away for preparation for the next year. And it's like, me as a Browns fan, I was prepared for this because obviously they told us more or less that they didn't have a quarterback, left tackle, et cetera, wide receiver. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a 2-1, you know, whatever it is, a 15 team. And it's like, you know, that's what I'm prepared for, and that's what's going on right now. I don't know if that's going to be the case because there's a lot of losing teams in front of us that we're going to be playing against. But at the same time, man, if there's one objective at hand, man, just find a way for the future to be proper when it comes to actually drafting these dudes, you know, in the first 5, 10, 15 picks, whatever, man. But that's all I got to say, man. Go Browns in the future, man. But, man, this season, man, oof. Hey, good luck to you guys for taking on the rest of these callers for the next year. Thank you. Have a great farm speech. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's Rhino.
That's Rhino. Resident caller.
Picking a spot in somewhere in the country to go call us from.
It's pretty amazing. Probably our most loyal listener. I shouldn't say that. We have some pretty loyal listeners. He's right up there.
I would think so.
I just, his determination to go throughout the country and still listen is very impressive. Cliff, what's up, man?
Oh, I was just calling. I had a couple of questions.
Sure.
Do either of you guys know who the all-time passing percentage leader is in college history?
Yes, we do.
Last year it was Shedeur Sanders.
Doesn't that statistic alone say that he should be on the field to get a chance?
No.
No?
No.
Not when we got, I mean, some of the passes this guy's been throwing, I mean, he's, you know, 7-yard passes, he's not even complete.
Well, if everybody thought Shedeur, and again, Cliff, I hope the guy gets on the field at some point when the team thinks he's ready and is phenomenal and is our quarterback for the next decade. Right now, they don't think he's ready to play. If they did, he'd be on the field.
I just think that statistic says a lot when you say all time. I mean, when you
I'll throw another one at you. The word was that last year he threw more passes behind the line of scrimmage than anybody in the entire country last year. Like, you know, I mean, like, you know, a wide receiver screen, that type of stuff. Those types of passes lead to a completion percentage as well. I'm not downplaying what he did last year. What I am saying is offense can have something to do with that, and perhaps it did in his case.
Does that work?
Okay.
Keep in mind, Dylan Gabriel completed 73% of his passes last year.
Yeah, I just think when this guy gets on the field, it's whoever gives him that opportunity is going to reap the benefits.
You're not alone. A lot of people feel that way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Who's won the most playoff? What college quarterback has won the most playoff games?
Dylan completed 73% of his passes last year, and Shedeur completed 74. So Shedeur was significantly better.
I mean, you can find a stat for anything you want. I don't know. I want to see him play. That's the problem. And I don't want to sit here and tear him up. By the way, Will Howard is and Stetson Bennett, I think he won 4. The same period comes. All right, I'll take my medicine. Go ahead. You going to give it to me? This is like getting a shot when you're 8 years old. You want me to say it again? Will Howard won 4 playoff games last year.
Oh, Will.
Thank you.
Guess what?
What?
He's been activated.
Oh, what? What?
Oh, Will.
Man.
You might see him holding a clipboard.
I'll take that. That run last year was so amazing. And what's even crazier is what Julian Sain's doing right now. It's just a factory. Like, when I think of Ohio State football, there isn't a whole lot of drama. You know, it's weird to talk about it. It's really weird to talk about a team that wins all the time, isn't it? And you're like, whoa, Michigan. Michigan's like the only thing.
No.
Michigan's the only pimple on the way. I'm sorry. I mean, I know UCLA. I know. Please don't make me regret that with UCLA this week.
Squeeze that thing, baby. Let's go.
Right. They need to get. I think Ryan Day just needs that for his psyche. They just need to go in there with a good game plan. Man, they've got a great defensive coordinator. Matt Patricia has just done a fantastic job with that defense. Brian Hartline with the. Oh, man.
Andy.
Jeff, we might need some time off.
Come back. 2-7 here in Cleveland.
Do we get the South Beach flu? Is that what we get too sometimes? Do you think?
No, never.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.